This is Abaqis recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Tes Amid Aleph, where the last word of Chaf Ches Amid Beis is Tanu Rabbanan. The rabbis taught us in a brisa, Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lohotzoas Hameis Ulachnasa Sakala. We're allowed to stop learning Torah in order to take out a dead body for a funeral and to bring in a kala. Meaning, if you have these two mitzvos where no one else is giving honor to the mace, so you have to attend the levaya, or to, you know, give v'masameach a kala, so those are mitzvot so you're allowed to stop learning for. Amro alav al Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. He said to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, the son of Rabbi... He said about Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, sorry. Shayim avat al tamator, latzol asameis achnasas akala. He actually did these things. He would stop learning only for these two things. Bamed var mamurim. When do we say such a thing? B'she'in sham kol tzarko. When there's not enough people over there to give the proper amount of respect. But we don't stop learning if there are already people there who can do the job. So how many people is enough? How much is considered valid that you don't have to stop learning? Shmuel bar Inya said in the name of Rav, Tresar alpe gavre. So 12,000 people, v'shisa alfei shipuri, and 6,000 trumpets, meaning you're never going to get to what we call is enough. If you need to go to a chasna, you're not going to say, well, no, it's already a nice chasna without me. No, it has to be an insane amount of trumpets that's enough covered for the to be mesameach the kala. And so too, if there are 12,000 people at the funeral, you don't have to go, but more than that, less than that, you have to go. For amrila, and some say no, tresar alfei gavre. 12,000 men, uminayu shisa alfe shipure, and 6,000 of them have to have trumpets. So ulamar kigon the chaitze gavre me avula ad sichra. Right, he says if it's enough people to make a line that they can, that the funeral can extend all the way from the house of the avel, the outside of the town, the town gates, until the cemetery. That's considered enough people. Rav Sheshes Amar, kinesinasa kach netilasa. Giving it is just like taking it away. Ma nesinasa b'shishim ribo, when we got the Torah, there were 600,000 men. Av netilasa b'shishim ribo. So too, when a person is taken away from us, when every Jew is a sefer Torah, so person is taken away from us, 600,000 people is appropriate. Hani mili leman dekari v'tani. That's only true about a person who's at least learned in Mikra and Mishnah. Avaleman de masni le shiura. But a person who taught Mishnah, he actually gave shiurim. So there is, I'm sorry, leman de masni, a person who gave shiurim in Mishnah, is he, so leis le shiura, there is no amount that can go. So you should never say for a teacher of Torah there's no limit. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, we learn in Brisim Shem Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Bo ure kama chaviv in Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch. Look how much Hashem loves Kla Yisrael. Shebechol makom shegalu shchineiman, wherever we went into Golus, the Shechina came into Golus with us. Galu Mitzrayim shchineiman. So the Shechina went with us to Mitzrayim. Shenemar hanigla niglesi lebeis avicha beYosem beMitzrayim. So it says in Sefer Shmuel, did I reveal myself to the house of your father when we were in Mitzrayim? Meaning saying, I revealed myself in Mitzrayim itself. Gol l'bavel shechina iman. The Shechina went with us into Gol. Shenemar l'ma'anchem shalachti bavela. For your sake, I was sent to Babel. And Hashem is saying, I went with you, says the Navi Yishayah. Af kishein asidin li goel shechina iman. And even when we go back into Geula, the Shechina will come with us. Shenemar v'shav Hashem alokecha es shivuscha. Hashem will return with thee, with the people in captivity. The Heshiv lo nemer. He doesn't say he's going to bring us back. Ela v'shav. He's going to return. Malam shakadosh baruch hu shav imayin mibein ha-golis. Hashem himself will come back with us from Golis, and the Shechina will rest in Eretz Yisrael. B'Bavel hecha. Where is the Shechina in Bavel? Now these are the Shechinas in Bavel, so where is it? Amar Abaye be'knishta de'hutzal. It's in the shul in Hutzal. Be'knishta de'shaf v'yasiv b'narda. And it's the synagogue in the shul of Shaf Yosef in Narda, meaning that was moved and settled in Narda. So it was, so basically there's a discussion where what the history of that shul is. We're not going to get into it now. Velo tema hacha v'hacha, and don't say that it's actually in both of those shuls. Ela zimnin hacha v'zimnin hacha, sometimes it's over here and sometimes it's over there, meaning those are the two holiest places in Bavel where the Shechina rests, and it doesn't rest in any one of those places at all times. Okay. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Tesi Li. So now we're moving on to, we talked about Bameh HaRachdi Yom. Now we're talking about Tesi Li. So Tesi Li Dechi Marchikna Parsa Ailana Umatzlina Hasam. So he says, I should be rewarded. I mean, I did a good thing that because when I'm in a Parsa of any of these shuls, I go up and I daven there, meaning I know the Shekhinah is there and these are really special places, so I bedavka go out of my way, even when I'm not actually close, but if I'm within, you know, some distance of a parsa, then I will make it my business to go daven in those shuls. Avua de Shmuel v'Levi havu yasve b'knishta de shaf. So Avua and Shmuel's father and Levi were once sitting in the shul in Shaf v'Yasiv ben Arda. I'm sorry, the Shaf v'Yasiv ben Arda, sorry. So he was in the shul of Shaf Yasiv in Narda. Asya Shchina Shamu Kol Riksha. The Shchina came and they heard a very loud noise. Kamu v'nafku, they got up and left. Rav Sheshes Havi Yasiv Veknishta. Rav Sheshes was sitting in the shul of the Shaf Yasiv in Narda. Asya Shchina v'lo nafak. Right, so the Shchina came and even though Shmuel's father and Levi, they left, Rav Sheshes did not leave. Also, Malachi Asharis become Meba'osule. So Malachim came and they started yelling at him. They started giving him a hard time. So Amr Lefanav, they said in front of him, Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, God, Oluv V'she'ino Oluv. Right? So he says, this person is, he's disgraced and he's not disgraced. Mi Nidchem Ibnei Mi She'amar Lehu Shavku. Right? So he says, I've been reading for a while. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. There's an olive and there's an anal olive. There's a person who's disgraced and a person who's not disgraced. Mi nidchem ipnei mi. Who should move in front of whom? Meaning, we're the Shekhinah. He should get out of here. Right? So Amr Lahu, so Hashem said to them, Shavku, leave him alone. So stop there. The base Hashem said, nah, he deserves to be here. He can be here in the presence of the Shekhinah. Now we quote a pasuk. So the pasuk in Yechezkel says that I will have a small Beis Hamikdash, meaning a shul will be a small Beis Hamikdash. For Amar Yitzchak, Elu Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos Shebabov. That's referring to all shuls and Batei Midrashos in Bavel. Rab Lazar Amar, Ze Beis Rabbeinu Shebabov. That's talking about the house of our Rebbe, of Rav, in Bavel. Darash Rava. Rava gave the following drasha. My Dechsev Hashem Ma'on Ata Yisalanu, right? So it says that Hashem, you have been our ma'on, you've been our place to live. Eilu batei knesios, batei midrashos. That's talking about the base, the shuls in the base medrash. That's the place where Hashem gave us to live. Amar Abaye, Meresh ave grisna bevesa. I used to learn at home. Matzlina ve knishta, and then I would go to shul to daven. Kevin the shamas lehuda amar to ka'amar David. When I heard the pasuk that David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha. Hashem, I love the dwelling place of your house. Havoi grisna veknishta. I started learning in shul as well because I realized it's better to be in the base Hashem. Tanya, we learn the following brisa. Reb Lazar Akapar, Omer asidim batei knesios batei midrashos shebabavel sheyikbu be'eretz Yisrael. In the future, all of the shuls and the base medrashes in Bavel will come to Eretz Yisrael. They're gonna shenemar ki ketavur beharim ukekarmel beyam yavo. Right, so he says it's just as sure as there's as the place of Tabor in the mountains and Carmel is by the sea, it will come. So halo dvarim kavachomer, and the whole thing is a kavachomer. Uma tavor karmel shelo ba'u ela lefisha lumot Torah, meaning the Shekhinah only came for a time to those places, right? The Shekhinah came to our Carmel. Why'd they come? Because to teach Torah, to show everybody the ways of Hashem. Nikba'im be'eretz Yisrael. Those are stuck in Eretz Yisrael. But the Knesios, about the Midrashos, Shekoron and Marbitzin by Torah, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So the shuls and the Beis HaMedrash, so that's a place where they constantly learn Torah. So Kal V'Chomer, they are going to be settled in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be stuck there. Darash Bar Kapara Mai Dechsiv Lama Tirtzidun Harim Giv... Lama Tirtzidun Harim Givnonim. So he says, why should you be jealous of the mountain peaks? Yatz Dabas Kol V'Amar Lahem. Lama Tirtzu Din Im Sinai. Why are you guys arguing with Har Sinai? Kulchem Ba'ale Mumin Atem. There's something wrong with all of you Eitzel Sinai compared to Har Sinai. Ksiv Hacha Givnonim. It says over here that you have peaks. You're tall. Givnonim. Ksiv Hasam O Gavan O Gibain O Dak. Right? When it lists off the Mumin, so one of them is a Gibain, person who is has very long eyebrows, or Dak, he has something wrong with his eyes, he has cataracts in his eyes. So you see a Gibain is a Mum. So Har Sinai is perfect, and you are Bali Mumin. Amar Rav Ashi, Shema Minah, Haiman Di Yah here, Bali Mumin. So what do we learn from here? That a person who is arrogant, who is Yuara, so he is considered a Bal Mum. Moving right along, Eino Sino So Kapandarius, and you can't make a shul into a shortcut, or even a shul that's ruined, you can't make into a shortcut. My Kapandarius, what is a Kapandarius? Amarav, Rava Kapandarius Kishma. No, Kapandarius, as its name, it's just as the name implies. Ma Kishma, what does that mean? That doesn't help. Kimanda Amar, it's like people say, Adamekipna Adre, right? Instead of going through the row of houses, Eol Baha, I'm going to go this way. Meaning, instead of going in the proper streets, you cut through the backyard. So it's a Kapandarya is a phrase that people use to describe a shortcut. Amar Rav Avo, Imhaya Shvil Meikara Mutter. But let's say there was a path going through originally, then you can continue to go through it because that was Huchsuk as shortcut. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hanichnas Almanasha Lo Lasos Kapandarya Mutter Lasos Kapandarya. Someone comes into the base medrash and he has a real reason. He's not going in there just to use it as a shortcut. But then, when he has to leave, it's easier for him to go the short way. He can go the short way. He doesn't have to dafka go out the long way. But Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis Haknesses Lispalel Mutter Lasos Kapandarya. Someone comes into shul to daven, he can then leave as a Kapandarya. Shenemar Ubevo Ama Aretz Lifnei Hashem B'Mo Adim. Right, when the people come to the in front of Hashem during the Moed, during the Antif, Haba Derech Shar Tzafel Nishtachavos, they enter the way of the northern gate to bow down. Yetze Derech Shar Negev, they come, they would leave the way of the south gate. So you see Yechezkel describing how the Avodah is going to be. Probably we're talking about Bais Shlishi over there. That's, I think, how many understand those prophecies in Yechezkel. So they're going to come in one gate and they're going to leave the other gate because that's the easier way to go. And you see, the fact that they were mishtachaveh, they bowed to Hashem in the middle, that's why they came in the first place, so it's mutter. The Mishnah said that once it gets overgrown with grass, you're not supposed to pull out the grass because it'll cause people to be upset. You shouldn't pull out the grass and feed it to his animals, but you can pull out the grass and leave it there. You can mow the lawn and leave the cuttings where they are. So we say no. This our Mishnah was also talking about feeding it to the animals. You can pull out the grass, but you can't feed it to the animals. Tana Rabban, Beis HaKvaros Ein Nogin Ban Kalas Rosh. If you're in a cemetery, you can't act in a light-headed way. Ein Marin Bahen Veima. You can't let your animals graze there. Ein Molichin Bahen Amat Hamayim. You should not, if you have to divert a stream, you can't run a stream through there. Ve'in malakdin ben asavin, you can't pick the grass. Ve'im likate sorfun ben koman, and if you pick it, you have to burn it where it is. Mipnei kvod mason, because you're benefiting from the mace, and that's not something we don't allow. It's disgraceful to the mace for you to benefit from the grass to feed it to your animals. Ahai, what case is that going on? Ilema seifa. So if we're talking about the last case, that if you pick the grass and you're supposed to burn it. Kaven shesorvim imkomo, my kavod mesemika. You're going to burn it. Is that's kavod to the mesem? No, ela aresha. It meant all of the things that you can't do there, that's kavod to the mace. Not the fact that you should burn the grass. That doesn't do any good to the mace. Okay, now we're going to hold here until, because it's a new Mishnah and we're at the end of the Amid.